A time like this, under this terrible strain. I've got to do something.
Well, go take a walk. Or a long run.
So, now you don't want me around to help out, eh? Figure I know too much. Well, you fellows have delayed too long already.
Walt, you know that's a lot of hot air. Now you go do something to burn off the excess steam before you drive me cuckoo with your pacing up and down.
I can pace up and down wherever I want. I'm nervous.
I know. You pace wherever you want, as long as it isn't in front of me. Now go, please.
Aren't you kind of rough on him, Bill?
Yes, pal, I am. But you know, Walt, my extended sympathy would get 10 times worse. Sometimes you just can't give sympathy to people who are near hysteria. It only makes them worse. Sounds cruel, I know, but in the final analysis, you're really helping them.
Any news on missing person notice yet?
Not a peep, Grey Wolf.
Here's the sandwiches and coffee you fellers wanted.
Oh, thanks, Stumpy.
Now, what are we going to do now, young feller? Wait?
Yes, we've got to give the missing persons reports time to go through the police system. So all we can do is wait. By that time, every available ranger in this part of the country should be here, except for the skeleton crews left behind.
Are you going to take Colonel Anders' place at the meeting if he hasn't been found by then?
Nope. My job is to find the Colonel and Mrs. Anders, and that's what we're going to do. Attention, please, men. Each one of you has a map, and on it is marked your area of search.
Yes, I know.
Now, I want you to be particularly conscious of places where accidents could occur. Look for tire marks, a smashed car, and so forth. Check every doctor, hospital, and first aid station and police department in your area. I want this to be a real search, men. Not one stone is to be left unturned. But don't search foolishly. Someone, somewhere, has seen the Colonel and his wife. I want those people found and found quickly. You understand? Fine. Henry and I will be right here at the radio constantly. Now get going and good hunting.
Okay. We're going to find you. Come on. Let's go.
Well, here's hoping.
Yes, Pell. I'm beginning to think that we ought to do some praying. Looks like this is going to be a job for the Lord, because we are rapidly using up our human resources. I told Walt to take a walk. He sure did. Wonder where he went.
To the nearest telephone, it looks like.
Huh? What do you mean?
He's coming up the walk with Sue Anders.
Oh, no.
See for yourself.
Well, why did he do that? I didn't want Sue to know about her parents until we were sure they really are missing. Oh, Walt has put his foot in it this time, and he won't get it back out before I spring the jaws of the trap.
I know what you mean. He's sure taking things upon himself.
Well, we might as well get ready for the storm. They're entering the building now.
Instead of one, now you'll have two of them on your neck.
It's a good thing Dan has a dependable assistant, because you wouldn't even give me the time of day, Bill Jefferson. Just who do you think you are, anyway, to keep this from me? You have your nerve. My mother and father might be dead for all you know, and you haven't the courtesy to tell me what's going on. My father will hear about this when he returns, if he returns. Like Walt says, they're probably kidnapped or something worse. Well, why don't you say something?
I'm all out of breath listening to you, young lady.
Well, you used to talk like a gentleman, but now you don't even do that. What's gotten into you, Bill Jefferson?
You tell him, Sue. He won't listen to me. He says I make him nervous.
Walt? You overstepped your authority when you brought Susan here.
Well, that's a fine way to talk. Just what do you mean? I suppose you weren't even going to bother to let me know my parents are in danger.
Are they?
Well, that's what Walt said.
Walt talks too much.
See? There he goes again, picking on me. First, I make him nervous. Now, I talk too much.
Well, don't you? It seems to me that we're wasting a lot of time talking about your hurt feelings, which come as a result of Walt's overzealous efforts. We're doing everything we can to locate your folks, Sue.
Oh, are you really?
I've got a missing person report out on them in 3 states and 40 rangers from each district, which makes 80 men out searching every nook and cranny for them.
A lot of good that's going to do when they've been robbed and beaten, or even worse.
Who told you that?
Walt did. He hasn't held a thing back.
That's for sure. It's just possible, you know, that they could have had an automobile accident, or a motor breakdown, or one of your parents could have been suddenly taken ill. The pressure of their current predicament has caused them to forget about notifying anyone of their whereabouts. How does that sound as a positive approach to the problem, instead of the overworked results of one man's morbid imagination? It's even entirely possible that nothing is wrong, that they just stopped off somewhere and sent a wire which was misdirected.
Well, it does sound logical and certainly more cheerful.
I don't think any such thing has happened. Bill's got a smooth tongue. He could talk his way out of a cave full of grizzly bears. Oh, don't you believe him, Susan. I tell you, something terrible has happened, and that's my firm and honest opinion.
Grey Wolf to Bill. Grey Wolf to Bill.
Bill, Grey Wolf's calling in. Maybe he's got something hot.
Let me have the mic, pal.
Sure, here.
Bill to Grey Wolf. Bill to Grey Wolf. Come in. Over.
You come quick to place where Old Rim Highway crosses Big Bend Highway. Maybe we have hot lead.
All right, Grey Wolf. We're on our way. Over and out.
I know where that is. Man alive, that's near the... Ow!
What's the matter, pal?
You stepped on my foot.
Excuse me. Come on, let's get out to the car and meet Grey Wolf and the boys.
Well, aren't you going to invite me along?
No, ma'am.
Well, that's a fine thing. What am I expected to do while you're gone?
Please go home, and we'll notify you in a little while. Or you could stay here and listen to more of Walt's hair-raising tales of horror. Pal,
I can understand why, too. You were just about getting Walt and Sue settled down, and that big mouth remark would have started them up again.
Mm-hmm, that's right. I'm sorry I had to step on your foot.
That's all right. Maybe it'll teach me a lesson to keep my big tater trap shut. Hey, there's a couple of ranger cars right ahead by the gas station.
Right. Now we'll find out just how hot this lead is. Let's have it, boys.
This here feller is Cyrus Holman, Bill. He says he might have seen Colonel Anders and the missus pass by this way.
Oh, hello, Cyrus.
Howdy. You the big boss ranger?
That's right. Do you think you might have seen the people in question?
Well, could be.
How long ago?
Tolerable spell.
Tolerable, huh? Could that be a whole day ago?
Yep, could be.
What kind of a car did they have?
Tweren't no regular car, as I recollect. One of them there station wagons.
You right so far, Bill.
Yeah, it sounds hopeful, Grey Wolf. What did the people look like?
Didn't see them.
You didn't see them?
No.
Well, how in the name of common sense do you know they passed this way?
Pa saw them. He allowed about that ranger marker on the car.
That's it, all right. Well, knock me over with a feather. Why didn't you tell us this the first time?
You didn't ask.
No.
It's all right, fellas. Cy, where's your father?
Home.
Where's that?
Down the road a piece.
Which road, Si?
That one.
The old Rim Road?
Yep.
How far?
There, you get down by the big tree in the short rock. Right there.
Listen, friend. How about showing us, huh?
Got to tend the pump.
I'll leave a ranger here to tend the pumps. Come on. Let's go talk to your pa. Listen, my good fellow. A man and a woman's life depends on your talking and talking quickly. I hope I don't have to pump you like a rusty pump just like I did your son.
I don't think so. But what do you want to know?
Did you or did you not see Colonel Anders and his wife? And if you did, where did they go from here?
Well, I seen them.
You saw the man in this picture?
Yep.
Well, where did he go from your gas station?
That way.
Which way? What road? And how long ago?
Went back into the deep country. Went down Big Bend.
How long ago?
Tolerable time ago. Maybe a day.
Can't you remember exactly?
Nope. It was some spell back.
Thank you. Let's get back to the cars, fellas. Been so fed up with people in my life. First Walt and Sue, and now those two slow-motion characters. Boy, you'd think it actually hurt them to talk.
Yep, you said it, Sonny. We didn't have to deal with people in this instant. We'd be better off. What's your next move?
I don't like it. They're out there in the deep country. It's a miserable wilderness. Awfully hot.
You said it, pal. Stumpy, Grey Wolf, get your men into the deep country and begin searching. I'll call in all the other units to join the ground search. Henry, call for a helicopter. We'll search by air. Their car shouldn't be too difficult to spot. Mrs. Anders?
I don't know, Bill. Suddenly, the car was without water. The colonel pulled in here to look for a certain rock specimen. And then we noticed the water was gone.
Uh-huh.
I've been almost crazy with worry about the colonel.
There. Now, we'll find him, all right. Don't you worry. Grey Wolf, Stumpy, start tracking the colonel. Let me know as soon as you pick up his trail.
We sure will, young feller. Now, don't you fret, Mrs. Anders. We'll find him.
Thank you, Stumpy. I know you will. I tried to get him to stay here and wait for help. It's so ghastly hot. But he wouldn't listen. Said he knew what he was doing. And that's the last I've seen of him.
We find him plenty quick.
Tom.
Yes, sir.
Stay with Mrs. Anders. Will you have a car brought in to tow out this one?
You bet.
Hey, Stumpy's signaling me. They picked up the colonel's trail.
Whew, Chief Gundry. I hope the old man ain't done in from the heat.
He's slowed down now.
Let's press on, fellas. Time's running short.
Yeah, we should find him plenty quick now.
Hey! There he is! In the shadow of that big boulder! Looks like he's still alive.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. His pulse is weak. His pulse is weak. Steady. Heat exhaustion.
Yep. Appears that way. Better make sure he ain't snake bit.
No, I look already. He not have snake bite.
Let's get him out of here and to the hospital.
Forget about deep country for a long time.
I'll say I won't. The deep country and the people involved will be deeply grooved in my mind for a long time. That was no idle statement either. And Walt and Sue are on my mind for a long time. Strange how they let their mind and imagination run riot. Why, they even got to believing it was the truth. This ever happened to you? Well, I'll see you next week for more adventure with
Ranger!